Bank of Cars, this is Straw.
Yes, I received something in the mail, and I was at a question about what is your interest rate?
Sure. Can I start with the 16-digit reservation code?
All right. 2311-0301-0041-4116.
Okay. Let's take a look. And is this Mike Harton?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay. And just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number the best number to get back to you at? The one ending in 1947?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. All right. Give me one second. I'm just putting in the phone number here. How's your day going?
So far, so good.
Good.
A little bit hot here in Arkansas, but it's always is in July and August. And it's almost July, so it's going to be another year of hot weather.
Oh, yeah. It's getting hot over here, too. And I'm in San Diego, California, so it's going to be, it's about 85, 90 this weekend, probably.
Yeah.
Do
y'all have humidity real bad?
No, luckily we don't have humidity. that's
okay,
the good part.
Do. Well, it can be like 90 here and the heat index is 105 or 106, so
jeez,
we have it terrible. But
yeah, well, it's good for your skin, though.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Okay, and what's your company name?
Be Mike Harton Logging, LLC.
Logging, LLC. Okay, and then
one of my companies, and I also am a farmer, run cattle.
Oh, okay. And is your DBA name just basically Mike Harton Logging?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
And they put a LLC on that because I did that last year or two. I don't know if that makes any difference or not, but I've been in the same business 26 years, but I did add the LLC in the last couple of years.
Oh, okay. So time in business, 22 years, became a LLC. 26 years, you said?
Yes.
Okay. When did you become an LLC?
Maybe 2 years ago. Maybe 2015, 2014, along in that.
Okay. Okay, 2 or 3 years. I can take a look at that later. Okay, cool. Let's see. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your billing address here, 168 Bradley 20 Road, Warren.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, it just depends on what your interest rate is, whether I need to be interested or not. But if it was low enough interest rate, I would probably pay off my residence.
Pay off your residence?
Yeah.
Okay, and how much is that going to cost you?
I'm going to say the 170.
170,000?
170,000, yeah.
Okay, cool. And I'm kind of confused. What do you mean by paying off your residence?
Do what now?
Can you tell me a little bit what you mean by paying off your residence?
Well, I have it financed with a credit union. I've been with them for lots of years, and I'll say I'm just, if your interest rate's lower, it's funny, I make money by doing that.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you have like a loan right now with your credit union, and then and the balance is about 170, and you want to see if our rate's going to be better than that and just pay them off or something like that. Okay, cool. What kind of rate do you have with the credit union?
Around 5%.
Okay. And is this like a line of credit?
Well, it's just a home loan.
A home loan, okay. Oh, that's what you mean. Okay. By residence, that's what you mean. Okay. Okay, do you remember what your original, balance was when you first bought the house?
Probably $225.
Okay, and then how much are you paying per month?
Yes, I do. Hold on, I can tell you $1,328, I think that's what it is. $1,328.59.
Okay. And sounds like you probably have like a little bit longer, a few more years with them, probably like 20 years, or what's your term rate?
I just redone it on a 5-year deal. I had paid on it 5 and now I've got it down to 12, less than 12 years.
12 years.
It was a 20-year loan with renewal every 5, and I've just recently redone it and paid it, for 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit of how the structure of our loan works, and you can see if it's a good fit for you or not. Our term for our working capital loan is short. So it's between 3 months to 36 months. So it's definitely a lot shorter than your home loan that you have, your mortgage loan. With 12 years, you're stretching it out. For us, we like to have it all paid off, soon. So that way you don't have to, have a burden of it and having to pay for it for many years to come. And then what happens is basically what we do is we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you just take whatever you need. And what we do is we deposit the money straight into your account. And you can use that to, pay for the mortgage. You can use it to do whatever it is that you need. And then from that same account, we do an automatic deduction of a daily, weekly, or monthly payment. So is that something you're interested in? It's, it's shorter.
Yeah, I would definitely be. Like I say, we'll see what the interest rate is on it and the payment, whatever.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure the short-term loan is okay with you.
Yeah, that's no problem. I pay a credit card loan at $5,000 a month. I borrow some from them sometime, Bank of America, or at the 0% interest. I've been with them 20-something years, and they do a 0% interest. So every once in a while, I'll borrow $45,000 from them and then pay $5,000 a month because it's just for a year. I've done that several times with Bank of America.
Okay. So you bank with Bank of America and the credit union?
Yeah. And I got a local bank. My net rate is about $1.6 million.
Okay. So you, what was your sales like last year?
Do what now?
What was your gross annual sales like last year?
Gross around $1.5 million every year.
Oh, nice. And this year is about the same right now?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So, based on your gross annual sales, let me just do a quick calculation here. Our rule of thumb usually is we can free up about 10 to 15% of it. On the low range, we can already free up on you for $150,000. On the high range, I can free up about $225,000. So it's definitely within the range that you want.
Yeah, that'd be, I'd say, more than enough. But I also like to raise cattle, so I would buy a few more cows there off at the moment.
Okay. You probably don't know this on top of your head, but you might have this information from your bank. But do you know how much interest, for your payments for your mortgage, do you know how much interest you paid already and how much principal you've paid down already?
No, I do not know on that, as far as principal and interest.
Because I usually
probably like $240 in the beginning, so I paid whatever that. I think it was like about $225 or $240 when we first done it.
And then now you're at $170.
$170, so we paid probably $70,000 on principal.
And how many years have you had this already? Sorry, I didn't.
Five years.
Okay.
Yeah, we just redone it 3 or 4 or 5 months ago and did it. Knocked off some, got it down to 12 now.
Okay. Okay. And then, tell me a little bit about your business. You know, obviously you're a logging company. Do you do private logging or?
Yes. I'm really a timber buyer. I don't have logging equipment myself. I just buy land and timber, and I work one crew of loggers, and I do have the trucking. I've got a couple of log trucks and raise cattle, but I'm a timber buyer. And
Oh, I see. So you buy land and you, you know, log it and sell the timber.
Sell some,
I see. Okay.
4 houses and 304 acres of land.
Damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's close to 200 head of cattle. So, yeah, I just bought a $120,000 John Deere tractor, and I might have had it 6 months, and I owe like $10,000 on it. So.
Oh, wow.
I pay my bills pretty fast.
I see that.
The 3 years don't scare me at all.
Okay, good. But sometimes people, you're like, you know, they like to drag it out as long as possible, you know, so that I just want to make sure.
We did that a while back, is with, 5 years ago, everybody was a little scared of what the interest might be. So we locked it in on the 5% for 20 years. We knew it for 5 years. And, and we did that. It's probably been 6 months, maybe, since 3, 4, 5 months since we did that. And I paid an extra $5,000, got away with some years, and got it down to 12. Still over about 11 now, probably 11 and a half remaining. At this rate, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can borrow all I want from my bank and over the phone, and I can borrow $500,000 in 30 minutes over the phone, but it's like 5%, so.
Right, it's expensive.
You know, I'm looking for lower interest, so that's the reason I'm interested.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I can tell you what your interest is going to be. I just need the application so that way I can take a look at, take a peek at your credit, your business credit, things like that. And then the underwriters will be able to get you the terms and the interest and all that. And the good thing is, you know how, for example, you know, your mortgage loan right now, you know, sometimes that you don't know exactly how much principal and interest you've paid already or how much you're going to end up paying at the end of everything, how much interest. Well, how we do our loan is, since sometimes it's not going to be an annual loan, you know, it might be 18 months, it might be 26 months, so it's not annualized. So what we do when we give you the loan contract and the terms is we're just going to tell you, you know, this is how much your principal is, this is how much interest you're going to pay back, and this is how long it's going to be. So there's no, you know, question. It's just, you know, out there right in your face. I just don't know the term, the range for you yet, and I will tell you that once you send the app over.
You did say the last part again, but you didn't tell me what the interest was.
I was saying, once I take a look at your business, so the health of your business and your credit, I'll be able to give you your terms and loan interest and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I'll fill this out and mail it to you then.
Sounds good. What's your email?
My wife has one, but I do not, and I can't give it to you. But if it's a place for this on the application, I'll put it.
I'm going to send the application in the email.
I got a business loan application.
Oh, you have like the paper? The letter? Okay, yeah, you can use that too. And then just make sure to put attention anywhere on the top of the paper, attention to me. And my name is spelled J-I-A.
J-I-A?
Mm-hmm, yep. And
do that again. Your name is what now?
It's J, like John. I.
Yeah, J.
I as an indigo. A as an apple.
Okay.
Mhm. Yeah, it's pronounced Ja.
Ja. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll fill this out and mail it to you. You can
sure.
Get that with me.
Do you want to? Do you have fax? That'll probably be the fastest way.
I have I get it all done at my CPA. I don't have a fax machine myself.
Okay. Okay, no problem. And could you also have your CPA send over the? I just also need 6 months of bank statement from December to May, and also the most recent tax return. So just those three things.
December to May,
mm-hmm. 2016. Probably 2015 or 14, depending on how you know how.
Yeah, got them back for several
okay.
years.
Okay, cool. And do you, I know you said that you work with Bank of America and the credit union. Do you have two bank accounts or do you have just one?
No, I just have a credit card with Bank of America.
And oh, okay, but that's like your personal or something?
My personal, I do all my banking through Union Bank.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we'll just need only the bank statements for that's associated with your business.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, don't need your personal. Okay, and then let me give you my fax number so that way you can fax it over. It's 1-888-234-1-888-234
0177. Yep.
Okay.
77.
Yep. So
1-888-234-0177. Yep. I got
cool.
it.
Sounds good.
All
and
right.
then do you know when you might be sending it over?
Can you give me an idea of what your rates might be, your interest rates, before I go to all this trouble?
It's really hard to tell you what the range is just because every business is a little bit different and every customer is a little different. But what I can tell you is it's going to be a better deal for you than, you know, what you're paying right now because we have like a beater match policy. So since you gave me the information on what you're paying right now, we definitely take that into consideration and, you know, win your business, we're going to give you something that's better.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll probably put this together for you then, or try to. So, thank you very much. Enjoyed talking to you. And,
yeah, have a good weekend. And then I'll just touch base with you next week.
Okay, I'll get my CPA to fax you some stuff there.
Sounds
all
good.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm, all bye. Right.